Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch the show live every morning and then throughout the rest of the day. We're on 24/7 at radioalice.com/watch. That's the Looking Glass. While we're here, it's live. Vaughn's running the cameras in there, putting on all cool angles from the stationary cameras that are in here, catching our every little smirk.
Check me out. I'm about to do some news.
Oh my God, it's going to be amazing.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup. To show some love during Valentine's Week, The Organic Coup is giving away free coffee with your breakfast purchase at all Coup locations.
I like it.
Offer ends on Valentine's Day. So enjoy. Why'd that room go dark?
I don't know why the room go dark in there. With Kevin, a power outage?
Yes. Squirrel?
Squirrel.
Yeah, well, I just got distracted. Sorry. This story out
someone
of
someone trying to sleep in there. I'm not sure what's going on.
No, I'm actually, trying to do something.
It is International World Radio Day, so I was thinking about she wanted to get a candid picture. I was like, you know what? If you turn off the light, you won't get the reflection of herself taking the picture.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we're trying to do it without you guys noticing, but so much for that.
Well, sorry. Sorry about it.
Let me try and look my best. Let me straighten my prom gown.
Okay.
Posture.
Yeah, let me get my posture up a little bit more.
Okay, go.
Listen, it's World Radio Day.
Did you get it? Go. Did you get it? What are you waiting for? I got to do news here. Okay.
Just do the news.
Go. Did you get it? Oh, she's still doing it. She just caught me asking if you got it.
Try to look like you're important, like, you know.
So, Sarah is from Rhode Island.
Sure.
Aren't you?
Well, I mean, I'm from Massachusetts.
Where were you born?
In Rhode Island.
Okay, Rhode Island.
I don't remember
any
part.
The world.
Oh, do you look for Rhode Island
for
stories
Rhode
for
Island.
Me?
Rhode Island. Say it again.
Rhode Island?
Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
So you say Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
A Rhode Island woman who cheated close friends, her stepbrother, and firefighters out of nearly $5 million to fund a lavish lifestyle was sentenced yesterday to 8 years in federal prison in order to pay them back.
Oh, wow.
Monique Brady. You know her?
Sure. What town's she from?
East Greenwich.
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 Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Monique Brady, 45.
Oh.
You might have known her.
Sure, absolutely.
Of East Greenwich. Rhode Island pleaded guilty in July to wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and obstructing an IRS investigation. Brady solicited investments for her real estate management company, which she said has contracts for large-scale rehab work on foreclosed properties across New England. In reality, she had often was hired by banks for small tasks like mowing grass, changing locks. Did no work on most projects for which she solicited investor funds.
Mm.
She cheated 23 people out of $4.8 million.
Boy, they had some real cash to choke up there.
And
I mean,
used,
that's a lot of money from 23 people.
People can be very convincing, too. She used the money to buy a million-dollar home, vacations, and luxury items, such as her collection of Louis Vuitton shoes.
Oh,
she
boy.
She sobbed as she spoke in court, apologizing for her deep and wicked actions, saying that her gambling addiction is to blame for everything that happened. But she also had bought a one-way ticket to Vietnam as the case proceeded and was arrested a day before her scheduled flight because she was out of here.
Sayonara.
So she's going to jail for 8 years, everybody.
That's it, 8 years, huh?
Well,
and has to pay the money back? Mm-hmm. We're garnishing those wages for a long time, $5 million.
Yeah,
come
I
on.
Mean, who's going to, I don't know how that...
Well, you do it to yourself.
I could have sworn this boondoggle had gone away, but it looks like the estimated cost to complete California's high-speed rail line has risen another $1.3 billion to $80.3 billion.
Hmm.
Construction is on schedule to meet the 2022 deadline to have about 20% of the track laid.
Oh, boy. So where will it go from and to?
The cost bump is less than in previous years and is mainly because the plan pushes back the completion of high-speed rail link between Silicon Valley and Central Valley. So good news, you'll be able to live in the Central Valley where you can actually afford a home, or Central Valley homes are about to get
really expensive.
Super expensive now, too.
Wherever the end of that line is, and I'm sure there are people who know that, you already can't buy there. I'll bet you anything that those things are already double what 50 miles away from that in the Central Valley is.
I don't get it at all. This thing was supposed to run from the south way south up to here. And instead, we're getting this little teeny bit of it. And the price is through... whatever. I thought...
just seems like there's better
didn't
ways.
Didn't Gavin come in and say he's canceling that?
I thought he did.
Yeah.
And didn't Elon Musk, the genius, give us some way of doing that like tunnel shoot thing?
Yeah, he made... he was like,
come on, guys. There's got to be a better way to do this. Anything that costs $80 billion, that's out of reach. Like, find something cheaper. Whatever happened to the monorail? Come on.
This story bums me out.
All right.
Makes me mad, actually, I should say. That's a more better put.
I don't like that.
It makes me angry.
All right.
There's a woman named Wendy Williams.
The Wendy Williams?
No.
Some other lady.
Anyway, she's from Virginia Beach, Virginia. She was recently flying from New Orleans to Charlotte on an American Eagle flight. She says the guy behind her wouldn't stop punching her seat. She even took a video of him doing it, which I watched.
And?
He's just an annoying dude. Well, this is what's going on, it looks like. She reclined her seat. He doesn't like it. So he's punching her seat repeatedly. And the weird thing is, he keeps it up. Like, you'd think he'd start that, you know, trying to let her know, like,
and
hey.
And when she doesn't put her seat up,
but
then
he just keeps going. He just keeps punching her seat. And I know that he would not do that if this was a dude. If it was a dude, the dude would get up, turn around, and say, the next punch is going to be in your face. You done? And the guy would go, yeah, I'm done, dude. Sorry. Oh, that video, his face is blurred. I saw his face.
So but he's just shaking her seat.
He's just being a pain in the ass to a lady who
I will say this. That is some pretty tight seating.
It is tight seating. I'm not saying that I don't put my seat back anymore. I usually am only on short flights. I do understand it drops you into their lap. But nonetheless... that physical, he's doing, he wouldn't do that to a dude.
He's sitting in a seat that can't recline, too. He's up against the back end. So I wonder if that makes it even worse because you could go away. But it's so rude. It's like, I get it. Sucks, but you're on a flight. It wasn't even that long, right?
She says the flight attendant wouldn't intervene and even got hostile with her about it.
Are you telling me she would call they wouldn't say anything to this guy?
She called for help, and they said, you're not allowed to take video. We want you to delete that. And, of course, she didn't, because this is video of
her
showing.
She's so calm. She's actually smiling.
I can't believe she never turned around and let him have it. She should have punched him.
That guy's an a-hole.
I think so, too. I understand what you're saying. That, you know, her seat dropped in.
No,
his,
I'm not even saying, look, that's a seat you got.
You know, either don't have the recline or,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's available to her. Why? Of course she used
so
it.
So damn uncomfortable. I saw something on Instagram yesterday as I was scrolling through, trying to sell me stuff. They have this, like, weird netting thing that you can get to hang. So you open up your tray, you hang this thing over it, sort of straps onto it, and it's a sling for your feet. So then you, and other than just, I guess, putting your tray down, like, I guess if you want to keep your feet still, but you can have your feet kind of up a little bit, which is so, because there's nothing to put your feet on down there.
Is it this right here?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
right there. You put your feet in. It's like a little little hammock for your feet.
A hammock for your feet, exactly.
And you can. It's just they show people just in such a better position because it's so hard to sleep. You know, your knees.
Sleep at night in your bed before you go anywhere.
No, I'm on an 8-hour flight or something.
Are you though?
Sure. Well, even just going to Florida, it's almost 7 hours, and it's overnight. I would love to be able to sleep.
I can't sleep in planes anyway, so.
Well, I can, and I wake up like, oh, my neck, oh, this drool down the front. Oh.
What technological leap changed your life the most last day? Oh, by the way, the guy is not in trouble, and this lady's like, this guy's assaulting me, and nothing came of it. But I watched the video and thought, If that guy tried that with Bryn, hell, with
how long
me,
could you take
I would have
that?
Turned around and gone, I'm going to hit you if you keep hitting my chair.
But
and he would have stopped.
The guy in trouble.
Whatever. He would have stopped. I guarantee it.
I got into something recently about this. It wasn't on a plane, but it was at a restaurant that I was eating at. And I guess somebody kind of hit the it was a booth.
Uh-huh.
And I was just hanging out with my buddy. And I guess he started hitting it really hard. And sort
of
pushing
the side of the booth?
Yeah, because they're like, we're back to back. And mm-hmm. I guess I must have been moving a little bit and he didn't like it. So he started like ramming and he pushed me like 2 feet over. So I got up and I'm like, yo, and I'm about to like, you know, say, hey, what are you doing? Then the waitress runs up to me and she's like, hey, calm down. He's a regular here and he's not fully. And I'm like, oh. Okay.
Oh.
So I moved. I was heated, though.
Well, he's not all there.
So, I moved
so
over.
So maybe
to
that guy's, you know, anyone can keep that up for that long, you know, single-mindedness.
You need to see the video. It's this dude's just being a dick to some lady.
Mm.
That's what's happening. And if that was my mom, I'd be so mad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not her fault she got that chair. She wants to lean back.
What technological leap changed your life the most last decade?
You know... Physical,
a new survey asked
hold
people.
Hold on, wait. Let me see what mine is. I think it might be Amazon delivery. Like being able to order crap off my phone. That's my guess.
Amazon's high on the list.
Is it really? Because I'm thinking, you know, iPhone. There's all kinds of technological advances. But that's the one that really, I don't have to leave my house ever. All right. Start at the bottom.
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
The number one answer was high-speed internet.
Oh, sure.
The number two answer... online shopping.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you can get anything online now.
Amazon is by far the most popular online shopping site with 93% of the vote. eBay is next with 5%.
Mm.
And
Jesus.
Walmart is next with 1%.
That's surprising.
It's not. Do you remember Walmart had actually made an effort to compete with Amazon?
Right.
And they're working on it. They're late to the game, though.
Yeah,
as they say.
Where is it? Costco, where your girl gets all she gets like a big delivery from Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's easy, and I swear to God, even if you can't get what you need online, you can hire someone online to go get it for you. It's incredible.
Oh, you're ordering Costco now too?
No,
or?
No.
Oh,
but yeah, I mean, I was telling John, I go, hey, you know, you don't have to go to Costco. He's like, I gotta go to Costco. He likes going to Costco.
I know. I actually just. I don't like going, but I would just go rather than try to figure out how to.
Well, so
order
your girl's
it.
Figuring it out, but he's like, "Nah, I want to." I can tell he wants to go. He always comes home with some, you know, weather station or, you know, paper chewer upper. You know,
the
shredder.
Top three ways high speed internet has changed our lives are by allowing us to stream movies and shows, play video games online, and make video calls.
Yeah.
Almost half of people say in the last 5 years their phone has become more useful than their computer. That was something Propes said during his intro on last night's Survivor was when you played this game, Yule, there was no iPhone. There was no. And that's Yule's the local guy who I'm rooting for.
Yeah,
I got him.
He was heavily featured on last night's show, too.
He did very well in the little bit that I saw. But he said, yeah, I have to change my game.
Yeah.
The game's changed, and I have to change it.
Sophie just emailed me back.
Oh, this is
his wife.
This is Yule's wife.
So excited to hear from you. Love the Sarah and Vinny show. In fact, I'm listening to them on the radio right now as I'm emailing you back.
Oh, funny. Well, we're talking about Yule.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi, Sophie. That's fun. I cannot remember for the life of me if he came on when he was...
She said he hasn't been on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you the year was 06, mm-hmm. so I wasn't even here. I was in Oregon.
Actually, she says she's not sure, but she'll confirm.
Yeah, confirm with him. I mean, we definitely, over the years, we've had lots of those people on, but mostly it was like the first few seasons when it was such a runaway hit. And then after that, it just slowed down.
The most used device in our house that connects to the internet isn't our computer. No, it's our TV.
Oh, it's TV.
The TV.
Yeah, actually, you know what? You think about it, that's what TVs are now. They're
Netflix
just,
is the
monitor.
Most popular streaming service, followed by YouTube and Amazon.
Disney's got to be gaining on that.
I'm sure they're late to the game, though, so we'll see.
Still, they've got so much good stuff.
You know what changed my life is the garage remote from my phone. and the Ring doorbell. So I can check on my camera to see if I left it open, and then I can close my garage if I need to.
Nice.
Or my neighbor can say I need to do something.
That
I can
changed
open
your life.
It helps so much because I'll turn all the way around and go back home because I'm not sure if I left it open.
Oh.
Right?
That's
I went all
thing.
The way back the other day because I thought I'd left something, and I thought I left my amp on.
Oh.
Like I'd finally gotten to pick up my guitar and I'd played, and then I went and back to hung with my family, and I'm like, I think I left the amp on. Oh my God. I got to go back. And then it wasn't on. And I'm like, damn it. Not that an app would have helped me there, but
no,
I do know the feeling.
You can get the.
You wanted to get away from your family.
No, I didn't. Why do you think that?
Because of the things you say.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, my God. The radio.com app is amazing.
Duh. God, we get so many texts like that.
Uh-huh.
People love it.
Hey, listen to this. My bartender friend created survivor-themed cocktails at Stein's in Cupertino.
Shame.
Lord Moscow Lord Mule. Yule's title cheer and Prost, Jeff Probst. And then Yule showed up for the watch party.
Oh my God, what fun.
That's nice.
That's really cute. Oh God, Survivor, I love you so much. Everyone can watch. Listen, it aired last night. Not everyone on the show has seen it yet, so we're going to talk about it tomorrow morning. You can watch it on demand tonight, maybe recorded it, and then we'll all be in the same boat. It'll be so fun, the Survivor boat.
I've been on keto for over a month, lost 15 pounds, and haven't felt this good in over 10 years. Quit hating on Sarah.
I still feel, I think I'm in the crappy stage where I'm just borderline, want to kill everyone.
650 says, Sarah, have you lost weight?
Like 4 or 5 pounds. It's nothing that can't just be chalked up to the fact that there's hardly anything I can eat.
Sarah, time to say no to keto and yes to Cheetos and Fritos.
Oh, God, yeah. Those sound so good. Cheetos and Fritos sound so good.
You want me to go?
No.
Oh, all right.
I don't.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish up some of the texts. And then Corey Rosen is coming in to recap the Oscars and name the top rom-coms for Valentine's Day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.